Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey everybody, it is Friday night, the first Friday in January 2018. Whoa. Audrey, did you have a good holiday season?
I had a great holiday. Great rest.
Yeah.
Great time off. Great time to appreciate what lies ahead.
There's a lot. How did 2018, first of all, get here? Because so much stuff happened in 2017. And here we are, 2018, trying to look ahead. But before we look ahead, I'm just curious. I wanted to pick your brain a little bit about 2017, how we got to this point.
And It was an exciting year.
I think so.
It was definitely an exciting year.
Any key things that kind of stand up
for you? Certainly at the end with the Amazon work and trying to position the city to be a contender.
Exactly.
And that was exciting. It was exciting because we brought all these people together.
Right.
And, you know, just to really think about what the city's assets were and who we are. And that was really sort of a cool convergence. And I hope that we do more of that as we move forward into the new year. Like having the whole region come together and look at what's our strengths, what's our weaknesses, what can we offer.
Nothing can
so
be better
So it was great
than
that we had County Exec Rich Fitzgerald come and talk a little bit about that Amazon. We've had great growth in the airport in terms of direct flights. I mean, from 3 years ago.
It's like more than doubled.
It's about more than doubled, yeah.
Like we're over 72
flights, I think. Yeah, and we were at 37,
at 37,
so it's almost doubled. But
in 3 years.
It's great. It's really great, you know. Hopefully people will continue to fly. If you're listening, know that it's not just having flights. It's also flying.
It's actually getting on the plane, making reservations,
getting
going
someplace. Coming in March, we're going to have, like, Bradenton, Florida, direct flight,
okay.
West Palm Beach, Kansas City. We have Indianapolis.
Right.
And so those are places people go to.
Are you heading any place in 2018 that you know?
I hope. I always have a six-month target.
Okay. What is your
places that I want to?
What is your target now? Because we do have the flights.
I know we do have the flights. I mean, Seattle flight is in September, so
right.
That's the second half of the year.
Yep.
Which will be a daily flight.
So we should all take a flight to Seattle just to say hey.
Yeah, we're gonna have to send you to Seattle.
I'll go to Seattle.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
We're gonna get you on the ground for that.
I'll tell them how we do it in Pittsburgh.
Then we have GeekWire coming in from Seattle for a month month of February.
That's
so
coming
we'll
right
surely
up.
Be talking to them and seeing what they're.
Should we invite them on the show?
Yeah.
I think we should.
I
bet you Seattle doesn't have its very own tech entrepreneur show.
They probably don't, but here's the deal.
Yeah.
We're legit.
We are.
And so that's a good idea, Jonathan.
I'm
we should have them on the show and talk. About what they're observing in the dead of winter.
We should be doing like an exchange program. They're hanging out here, and I'll go hang out there for a month. How about that?
That's good. That's good. We'll have to send you when it's not raining. Every season's raining.
Because I can't
raining.
Go, yeah. But they did pick February to come here, which I find is really
odd. That's cool. Would you really go away to Seattle?
Sure.
All right. That's one objective we have.
I'll
send you for a month?
Sure. Let's go. I'll go for a month. A solid month.
Really?
A solid month.
We could get you up to Port Townsend. You could go watch the whales. You could go kayaking.
I want to go down to Portland as well, too. I want to do like a little tour, like a couple hundred miles up and down.
Okay.
Just the whole,
you can work from there.
The Northwest. The Northwest.
Pack your bike up?
Yeah. Even better yet. Oh, 2018 is just getting great for me.
I know, right?
But I got to wait till September for that flight to come online.
So. I know, that's true.
We'll have to get you. So I want to take the nonstop flight there.
Yeah, it's a great flight.
I'm not getting off somewhere to get on another flight.
Alaskan Air. It's going to be beautiful. Plain. Very exciting.
Very, very cool. Very cool.
So we've had a great, great year. There's a lot of little companies have been acquired. And with some presence that they're going to stay in Pittsburgh.
I mean, think
about
that.
Riser Labs at the beginning of the year.
Right.
Acquired by Nielsen, and they're building up their presence. And then just the other day, we had Lunametrics. They were acquired, and hopefully they'll scale their presence. And then
NetHealth had
more investment, and all that kind of investment will keep those companies here and let them grow larger, because you need capital to help them grow.
Keep going forward.
Was it earlier in this year that KFMR was acquired, an accounting firm?
And they're stopping by tonight. We have our friends from CLA,
Clifton Larson.
Alan,
so they're here. So that, there's just a lot of movement in the marketplace.
We can see
the movement in real estate. We can see, the movement in terms of autonomous vehicles.
Yep.
We're, seeing a lot in robots. And look at what happened in the AI for the XPRIZE.
Seven companies
more than Pittsburgh. Any other place.
I know. Pittsburgh should be
in
proud.
In the world.
Very proud.
Seven?
Yeah, we're
doing
it.
That's rocking.
That's
putting us on the map.
I think of everything that happened in 2017 and how that sets us up for 2018. Pittsburgh's a good place to be at right now.
It's a great place. We've been saying that for a long time, but
it's like 10 years.
But we've had the
longer.
Inside trading view.
It's true.
And so we're pretty lucky that way. But you also have some of the big companies doing some interesting things and growing. PNC spun out Numo.
Yeah.
And, that's very interesting in terms of fintech.
Actually, because Pittsburgh now is getting a lot of capacity around fintech right now, which I think is really important.
Yeah, hopefully we're catching up.
Yeah.
I mean, I predict next year is going to be an interesting space in fintech, particularly with the cryptocurrency.
That's moving so fast, I can't even pay attention to it anymore.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun. It's interesting. And it's certainly something to pay attention to.
Very much so. Very much so. Like I said, 2018, I can't wait. I think it could be one of those years where we're going to look back. It'll be 2019. We're going to be going, what happened in 2018? I'm like, I don't know.
Hey, we're lucky. I'm very appreciative. We're lucky to have an inside seat and do what we can to try to help move the ecosystem.
Definitely.
Last quarter, we took a whole bunch of entrepreneurs up to New England, to the New England Venture Fair in Boston.
There in Boston, right.
And that's a gift that keeps on giving.
We're
getting a lot of venture capitalists.
They want to come to Pittsburgh and check out our deal flow.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
The tech map that you had was on display in Boston.
I know. People were looking at it.
Like,
we were blowing some minds there. A simple little map to show 450.
Right.
And that's only a sliver of our tech sector on our tech map, which I think is...
I know.
If I had to put every tech company on there, I couldn't fit them.
We're going to have to figure that out for next year.
I need a 3D map or something
you're
like
to.
That.
You need to fix it.
We'll do our best.
You need to fix it.
We'll do our best. So we got a great show in front of us. As we said, we have CLA stopping by tonight, and they're really talking about different ways to make sure you don't give an investor a reason to say no. Really, some fundamental ways of setting up your business to make sure that when it comes investment time, you're ready for it. So I'm really excited to have these guys stop by tonight. And we have Tony Murphy from Comcast stopping by. Tony is way cool. Rumor has it she can sing. I'm just saying, we might get a sample of that tonight, which I think would be really cool. She's just a blast of positive energy, and she's doing some great stuff with Comcast, so I'm excited to learn more about her and what she's doing. And then, Audrey, our good friends from 321 Blinker stopping by. We have Tim McLaughlin stopping by, talking about the latest and greatest when it comes to video and to e-marketing as well, too. 321, they're the folks behind the camera when we do our TNTs, which if you go into YouTube and just search Tech Vibe Neighborhood Tour, we've got about 10 or 11 videos now. If you go into pghtechfuse.com, lots of our TNT videos there as well, too, linked over to YouTube. So we got a lot of good stuff cooking this year, man. I can't wait. Just remind everybody, it's 2018. Get your business in line. Join the PTC, right? We help tech companies succeed. We do it. Four ways: visibility, my favorite, of course, business development, government relations, and, of course, talent. Everyone's trying to find the right talent in 2018. Join up with the PTC, and we can help you do just that. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
I thought I lost you there for a second. I'm glad you came back.
I was trying to figure out my sexy voice.
Oh, well, you got it in, man. Looking good, looking good. Anyhow, we're taking a quick break. We'll be right back after this quick break, and we'll be talking to our friends at CLA. We'll see you in just a second. Hey, everybody. Thanks for keeping your dial tuned right here to Tech Vibe Radio this Friday night. You're making wise use of your time because we've got some great guests. And Audrey, we're starting off with a bang or a bonk.
We are. We have Dan Bonk here from Montauk Energy.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, what do you do there?
Well, Montauk Energy, we're a company that we're involved in the renewable energy business.
And I love what you guys do.
Right. So, break it down.
We take biogas generated by the natural decomposition of municipal waste in landfills, and we process that gas to make it either usable to be mixed with gas from, let's say, people's natural gas.
I know those guys.
Or we can generate electricity with it. We really trace our roots back to the very beginnings of what we call the renewable energy business, which you know, we know it as going back to the very first OPEC oil embargo of the early 1970s.
Sure. 70s, right.
But what we do is we're involved, we're coast to coast, but we're only 100 people, and we're based in Pittsburgh. Right here in Greentree, across the street from
where we're recording.
Walked right over.
We've been in Pittsburgh since 1996.
Okay.
Our subsidiaries, some of our companies really go back to the 70s, so we like to think we have a lot of history to pioneer this particular business.
I think so. So here we are wrapping up the end of the year and headed into 2018. What's it look like in your industry?
Well, in our industry, we are naturally subject somewhat to the marketplace and natural gas prices and oil prices. But over the last few decades, frankly, there's been a push for more and more renewable natural gas.
Right.
And a lot of our fuel is sold into the pipeline, but ultimately makes its way as vehicle fuel as more and more industrial companies in particular,
not
the least of which, a lot of the waste haulers that we work with as our partners, they're converting more and more of their fleets to trucks powered by compressed natural gas.
So that's CNG. Exciting.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
That's exciting. Would you have predicted that 10 years ago?
No. There's many things things we wouldn't have predicted.
But so that's very exciting.
It's extremely exciting. Right now, our electric generation business is a little bit on the low pricing side.
Okay.
So we still do that, and we have quite a few megawatts across the country. But we have been concentrating on the last few years, and we're in a major building program right now as we're constructing more and more pretty large scale renewable natural gas processing facilities. Now, when I say renewable natural gas processing, the gas from a landfill basically is about 50% methane.
What's the other?
Whereas the gas that when you turn on your burner at home, that's 100% methane.
Okay.
So, or let's say it's at least 98% methane. So what our process does is we look like a mini refinery in a lot of cases.
Huh.
Okay. And we separate the byproducts, the other products, which is for the most part CO2. And we just separate that. And what we're able then to do is we're able to sell our gas into a utility pipeline because we meet their tariff spec. and you will not know it any different from any of the other gas
right.
you would necessarily use.
And that's how you work with Peoples?
And that's how we work with Peoples.
Very cool. Tell us more about that relationship. I think right. I really love it when I see these types of things happening where, you know, different companies are coming together to provide us with clean energy.
Well, for example, let me just say, you know, I checked the EPA statistics says there's about 2,000 landfills in the United States currently, and of which about 600 of them have some kind of renewable energy project on them. Okay,
so just a third of them then, barely.
Just about. Now, some of them are too small, or some of them are too
right.
old. But for the most part, and there's still some that have potential to continue to provide projects like this. But in Pennsylvania, there's about 39 active projects. Okay, we have five of them, and four of them we partner with Peoples Natural Gas. That's who we
very cool.
We sell the gas into their pipeline,
nice.
And they bring it to the market.
That's great. So what is done with the rest of the the particles that are
well
not
for the most
used?
Part? CO2 is basically just a waste gas.
Right.
Okay. CO2 is used as a. It's funny. We will typically burn it. Although CO2, you know, your fire extinguisher on the
right.
wall here
yeah.
in the offices is
right.
basically CO2.
CO2, right.
For a while, there was a push.
To reuse
yeah. it.
I put it in my bike tires when I get a flat.
Right.
The problem with CO2 is the largest market for CO2 is the beverage industry.
Yeah, carbonated.
And they're very sensitive to where they get their CO2 from.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
You know, yeah, they don't want to necessarily say it, even though it could be.
It's the same.
It's the same. They
it's
don't
the
want
same.
To say it comes from a landfill. So as a result, there's not a lot of market.
You would
for
think
CO2.
Today in the world with people looking at, you know, closed loop and, you know,
well,
zero footprint.
When you look at your Coors Light commercials and you see those mountain streams coming down.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
They are all about the purity of whether or not they're using mountain stream water
Amen.
Or not.
Right.
The
right.
last thing they want is Bud Light to find out they were getting their.
I guess I'm talking about a little bit different piece of the market sector.
I think it'd be appropriate for that to be carbonated with that.
Because that's a great story.
Well, it is a great story. And maybe someday, you know, that would be a part of it. But for that matter.
But for now.
Right now, there's not a lot of value to that. The value is in the gas.
Right. Yeah.
Because what we do is, you know, we supplement basically, you know, any gas that comes from this renewable source, okay, is energy that does not have to come from a foreign producer
right.
of fuel.
Exactly. Energy independence.
Well,
man.
It's energy independence.
Yeah.
Let's face it, whether you like it or not, we've been sending our sons and daughters. I'm 61 years old.
Yeah.
My generation has sent sons and daughters overseas
right.
with essentially to fight for this stuff.
Right.
Okay?
And we got it right here coming
and
out of landfills.
We got it right here, right now.
And Montauk is capturing it and putting it into people's supply lines.
Right. Exactly.
How cool is that?
It's a continuous process. So you generate garbage. Now, a lot of garbage, I think in the United States, we generate, I think it's like 250 million tons a year.
Goodness.
And
yeah.
we recycle about 65 million tons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's
not even a dent.
That's not going to change. So there's going to still be a need for landfills. And as these landfills decompose, okay, the landfill area decreases because the natural decomposition,
and, right.
you can add more. And think about this. If you can add more garbage, but I'm taking the energy that's naturally produced to then fuel
right.
the trucks that burn it cleanly.
I know. It's perfect.
Bring more garbage. It's the perfect.
So what percentage of trucks would you say today?
Well, it's growing. I don't know that, but let's just say this. We work with a lot of landfill operators, and I would say now at least half of their trucks are now compressed natural gas, okay, and only growing because, frankly, they can run cheaper on compressed natural gas. So it's the perfect
right.
world.
It's
you can run cheaper,
match.
And they run cleaner.
And they don't mind that it comes from a landfill.
They love it.
They love it.
Okay, they love that. I mean,
exactly.
basically, they get to use their
and
own
And it's a
fuel.
Great story in terms of, like, autonomous vehicles, too. Like, what's happening with autonomous trucking.
The next thing. The next generation, exactly. So when you think about it, if you can run on the cleanest fuels. And basically, we are the most natural market are large vehicles, trucks and whatnot. As you know, it's not easy. You can't find a lot of natural gas stations until that happens.
No.
You're not gonna.
Are there any?
There are
here?
A few,
there
but
are?
But you aren't natural gas powered personal vehicles aren't here yet. Mm-hmm. Well, when that's coming down the road, that would be the next big step.
Okay,
sign me up.
But I don't know when that is. But right now, whether it be buses, there's a lot of municipalities that have natural gas powered buses.
Right.
And of course, we have large like UPS is converting a lot of their fleet, FedEx. So I mean, this is for
it's
large a, fleets. This is
yeah,
the way
that's
to go.
What I was
right
thinking.
Absolutely.
So. Are you hiring?
We are growing. Okay, yes, indeed, across the country. We like to think we're in the communities that we serve, okay? we provide good paying jobs, okay? Mm. Not necessarily college jobs, but good paying. Well, they are, okay? Our people are highly educated, okay?
I would imagine.
Our facilities are complex, okay? But they're good paying jobs, and they're solid jobs that we're set up for years and years, for decades.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we are growing.
So, Dan, if people want to learn more about Montauk, where can they go and check you guys out?
At Montauk, we have a website, www.montaukenergy.com.
Absolutely.
And that's where we show our opportunities that are available. We have them across the country and in Pittsburgh.
Fantastic.
Okay.
And check out
more about
us
and more about our opportunities.
Right. And check out People's Gas as well, too.
It was so great to have you on the show.
Some of our facilities show People's Gas. Well, thank you, and I appreciate being here.
Awesome. All the way around. We're taking a quick break. We're coming back with more Tech Vibe Radio. I swear. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We are from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.org and then head on over to Twitter at pghtech. Thanks for keeping your dial tuned right here to Tech Vibe Radio this Friday night. I get to have too much fun doing the show and hanging out with you, Audrey. Talking to some.
That's way fun.
I'm just
that
saying,
in and of itself. We don't even need guests.
We don't even need guests. We could just entertain ourselves. But then people get tired. They'd be like, no, we know there's great people in Pittsburgh's tech sector. And I always tune in to learn about these people that are in the tech sector.
It is. And so we have Barbara Van Kirk in the house.
Hi. I want to have some fun with you two.
Absolutely.
I mean, let's sort of jump in. You have founded and you're CEO of a company called IQ Inc. So.
True.
Guilty
as charged. How long has that company been around?
23 years.
Wow.
October of 1994.
And so what gave you the itch to start the company?
It was actually a selfish, very selfish itch.
A selfish itch.
That's
itch
okay. That those scratched. Are the best kind.
They are the best kind.
Okay.
I asked for flexibility in my work schedule and was told no. I like to understand why.
Right.
23 years ago, you asked for flexibility.
I asked for flexibility.
What did you ask for?
I asked for a later work schedule, something that I could start. Mm-hmm. I'm in sales, marketing,
right.
Customers, hiring employees.
Right.
All customer-facing, people-facing tasks. And I was in a situation where I needed to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
I had a very ill parent, apparently going to pass in months.
Right.
And I needed to be able to be there for my kids.
Right.
And I was told that I needed to be there at 8:00 in the morning, and I live in the East. And I had to be downtown on East Carson Street, actually, by 8:00. So that meant leaving my house at 6:30 in the morning.
And that meant leaving everyone alone.
And they would not budge on that.
Not even budge. So it was, go home, think about it.
So you're like, screw you, I'm starting my own company.
Well, not actually. I actually was very thoughtful about it and put together a business plan and said, if I did this, would you allow the flexibility? I mean, I'll start my territory in the East, work my way into the city of Pittsburgh, finish my work in the
city,
and head back.
So you mapped a plan.
I had a plan, presented it, and I was told no. And I said, why wouldn't you even entertain that?
Right.
And I was told, if I do it for you, I have to do it for everybody else.
Oh, boy.
And I said, and why wouldn't you do it for everybody else if they were in a situation like I was
right,
in?
Right, exactly.
Right.
So I called my husband, and he said, guess what? You're going to do it on your own.
Perfect.
And that was the start of IQ.
That's awesome.
And so what did you do? How did you know what you wanted to pull together back then?
Well, I had been in technology, I hate to say, for very long time.
You don't need to tell us how long.
I won't tell you how long. But
it's
I was 5 years old when I
think
started.
It was at least 24 years.
I think 24
it's at least 24 years.
But I was involved in technology in my prior.
Okay.
Right.
So I am a software engineer by degree.
Nice.
And I found that my passion was for the people, you know, finding the right jobs, the right opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into consulting, worked for a consulting company, was able to find that match, connecting the dots, finding the right opportunity for the right person to help their careers excel. And I just loved that part of my job, being able to understand the technology, understand what the individual is looking for, and joining the two. So I learned from the best. I took the best that I learned working for big corporate America, learned the best in running a small business, and put it together, as I said, in my own business plan. And in that business plan, so, you know, go back 23 years ago, flexible workplaces were not even on the radar. And I started saying, you know, I believe we're losing good talent because Pittsburgh's not the easiest.
Particularly back then.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Parkway was, you know, Well, Parkway still tough to get in and out of from the east.
Still, yeah, exactly.
So I said if I could do it for myself, I could push the envelope a little bit, you know, start introducing the idea to my clients, and the rest is history. So we've had a nice flexible workforce.
I was going to say, I'm assuming you offer lots of flexibility for your workers.
We do. I said I was the queen of flex.
Exactly.
And if I offered it for myself, I never believed in just offering something for myself and not for everybody else.
Absolutely.
So not only in hours, if you see, you know, 12 inches of snow on the ground, you can't get in. You know, technology today allows you to boot up at home,
at
anywhere.
Home, take care,
right?
Of business. Exactly.
Take care of business, exactly. So who cares if it's, you know, 8 to 5?
Yeah.
You know, flex time back then was you had to be your core hours.
Right.
And then you could, you know, do what you wanted before core hours and after core hours.
Right.
You had to be there.
In that certain time.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about some of the cooler projects that IQ works on. Because it's diversity. You get to have a lot of fun there because you have literally clients across a wide spectrum. What are some of the more interesting projects that you're working on that you can tell us about today?
Well, we work on many interesting projects. Being part of the technology explosion in Pittsburgh.
Exactly right. Yeah.
We get to see not only big corporate companies building technology into their products. So we work in the robotics industry.
Mm-hmm.
We work in the medical device, life-saving devices.
That's what I've
eye care, surgery. Cataract removal. We work in the embedded platform all the way up through the visual.
Wow.
Prescriptions.
Yeah.
You know, doctors being able to do voice recognition, mm-hmm. so that they don't have to take their hands or eyes off of surgical tools.
Wow. So they really just call for the tool they need.
Correct.
To their
That's
hand.
Great. So the people who work for you get a lot of domain expertise.
They do. And they get to, every project looks different.
Yeah.
So one of our statements to anybody we hire, mm-hmm. if you haven't learned something new in a year, shame on you and shame on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we always say,
right.
That's
yeah.
great.
Right. So it's, you know, we're always evolving what's in our toolbox.
Exactly.
You know, so
what do you think? I mean, here we are again, headed to the end of 2017, and there's still this proliferation of lack of women in tech, lack of women in leadership, lack of, and I'm talking lack, it's not gotten better at all. In many places, it's dipped down. So what are some of your observations around that?
Well, IQ is doing something. We're taking part in developing leadership.
Right.
So we launched a leadership program a few years ago, and my top leaders are, two of them are females,
mm-hmm.
And myself. And we continue to evolve that leadership within my organization, within IQ.
Yeah.
And we have plans to continue that leadership development. So leadership doesn't mean management. Leadership means, you know, how can I help you get where you need to go, setting the example, putting programs in place to get people to be the best that they can be. That's true leadership. It's not managing tasks or people.
So, but what do you think in terms of women in executive positions in tech, and that we're not making any kind of dent? Any thoughts on that?
I mean,
you're doing an incredible job by focusing on your team, focusing on what you know that you can give, applying those learnings and developing people. That's amazing. And that's, you know, I would love to see that scale.
And we are also asking each of those individuals to get out in the community and talk about it. Talk about what leadership means at IQ and how we can help other women become great leaders. Great leaders are in any part of your organization. It doesn't mean a CEO or a president.
Mm-hmm.
It could be at any part of your, in any part of your organization. So getting out there, mentoring and providing coaching opportunities, or even just letting women know you can ask. That was one thing my mother always said. Why are you always asking so many questions?
Oh my.
If you don't ask, you can't find out. You know, seek to understand before being understood, right?
Very
so
cool.
Seek to understand what the real issues are.
Sure. Just reminding our listeners, we're talking to Barbara Van Kirk from IQ Inc. And like I said, having started your own company 23 years ago, how many folks are working for IQ right now?
We have 50 employees right now.
Wow. And I know you just moved into some new space in Monroeville, I guess almost 7-8 months ago?
Correct.
Yeah.
March of
time is flying by way fast, and it's a big move for you guys to get into this new space. Have you outgrown it yet?
We have.
Oh my goodness.
We are actually in negotiation for another space in the same building.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting. Once we got out of Westmoreland County into Allegheny County,
yeah.
It just seemed to open up the floodgates to not only clients, but to employees.
That's so interesting. So really just moving like 15 miles.
5 miles.
5 miles.
It wasn't even 15.
Yeah, it was 15,
it was,
5
so basically
miles.
It was just a little corridor, you know, 5 miles from the, so we are at the intersection of the Turnpike, the Parkway,
right.
Route 22.
I call
so,
it the nexus of the world up there.
Yes.
Actually, she has a great view.
She does.
Where she is. I've been up there.
Me too.
I've been surprised. I go up there. I'm like, wow, you have a really nice view.
It is a very nice view.
It is.
And I could actually check to see how bad the traffic is.
You can.
I love it.
You sort of have a long
I
view
do.
There. That's
I can
pretty
see
funny.
When I have to get on the Parkway to head into Pittsburgh or into onto 22 to head into Murraysville.
So what do you do for fun?
I do lots of things for fun.
I was going to say, you've got an interesting background. So what are you doing now that's really firing you up?
Well, I am preparing for a triathlon in 2018.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I had wanted to do it in 2017,
okay.
but just was not prepared enough to do
Where are you swimming?
That.
Really?
Where are you practicing
oh,
swimming?
Some really yucky waters in the area.
Yucky waters?
Keystone Park out in Westmoreland County.
Yeah.
So pretty, in the winter?
Not in the winter. So in the winter at the Y.
Okay.
The YMCA.
Yeah.
Okay. How much do you have to swim for a triathlon?
Just under a mile.
How many laps is that?
It's a lot.
Many.
60-some laps.
So is it 60 laps?
It
yeah.
is.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's open water swim, so you have to learn how to
right.
sight.
And, yeah.
And now, of course, cycling, which
cycling
I know you
part,
love to cycle.
That's me, absolutely.
Yeah, so you think you know how
Wait,
to
so
ride a bike.
So it's open water swimming?
Open water swim.
And how long of a bike? How long of a bike?
It's anywhere from 15 to 21 miles,
okay.
depending on the length of the mm-hmm. triathlon.
Right.
I do the sprints.
You do the sprints? Okay,
sprints.
Then that's then a...
Generally a 5K after
five,
that.
5K
right.
after
so it's
that.
So it's a swim, bike, run.
That's a lot of activity.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And you have to do it... What's good time on that?
For me, 2 hours is a good time on that. So,
very cool. No, that is fantastic.
So it's a lot of fun.
Is swimming freestyle? You can
you
do
can
any stroke?
However you can get through the water. So
you
I do flop on my back, you know, to kind of get
you
myself...
Break it
really?
Up.
You
okay.
know, back on track, you get that hyperventilation going,
right,
you know,
yeah.
the anxiety, flop on your back, you know, kind of float around a little bit, then start to swim again.
Very
so
cool.
any way you can get through the water.
Yeah.
So can we, how do we cheer for you through that process?
You wait for me at the end of the swim and feed me donuts and then I'll get on
feed
the bike.
Feed you donuts. Now you're talking. I knew I liked you for a reason.
Actually, I don't eat donuts.
I know. Yes. I was going to
I do. When I ride my bike.
I don't eat donuts, but I they look very good.
This, yes, they do.
But my husband's usually waiting at the end with a dozen donuts that he likes to eat
Nay.
After I have finished.
He's being supportive. What can
yes.
you say? So people want to learn more about IQ.
That's
Where can
great.
I go and check you guys out?
Go to www.iq-inc.com.
Just that simple.
That's simple.
You can learn about all the cool projects that you work on there, the opportunities you have there. What a great company
no,
to have in Pittsburgh.
Great.
I just
Thank
love
you.
It, man. This is why we do the
Thanks
show.
Thanks, Van Kirk.
Thank you.
Putting a spotlight on all of your great work, man.
And this has been so much fun.
I'm glad you had fun. And we're looking forward to more success from you in 2018.
Thank you.
And good luck at the try.
Thank you.
That's all I can say. Good. God bless you.
Great.
Great stuff. Hey, we're taking a quick break. We've got a lot more Tech Vibe Radio coming in front of you. This has been Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And we love working at the Pittsburgh Technology Council. It's our passion 24/7. Learn more about us at pghtech.org and follow us on Twitter at pghtech. It's absolutely true. Your dial is tuned squarely into Tech Vibe Radio tonight. Nothing you can do about it.
Don't go away.
Don't go away.
Stay with us.
We have way too much fun. We get to talk to the coolest people in Pittsburgh's tech sector.
Well, at least the coolest shoes.
The coolest shoes, nonetheless. I think we're setting a record here on Tech Vibe Radio for our guest who wore the coolest shoes.
In approaching winter.
In
love
approaching
it.
Winter.
And
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely.
So cool.
Yes, yes, yes.
The whole interview is going to be cool because I can tell by his shoes.
Exactly. So the wearer of these shoes is Mike Johnson from Elite Transit Solutions, ETS.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Yeah, and you're from Miami most recently, right?
Most recently, yes.
Okay. Are you
where's your native home?
Yeah.
I was born in D.C., Washington,
okay.
D.C., and then I grew up in Alabama for a number of years.
Huh.
I know the accent, I didn't carry it through.
Okay.
But then I ended up in Florida.
In Florida?
It's about 4.5 years prior to being here for about 2.5 years.
What brought you to Pittsburgh?
It's a little bit of a story, but it fit the business
mm-hmm.
the best.
Okay.
And we ended up coming up here for a couple reasons, I guess, to be exact. We
The great weather.
Mm-hmm, the great weather, obviously.
As mm-hmm. Our shoe culture.
As Hopefully I can help. Hopefully I'm helping a little bit with
you
that.
You are helping.
You are.
I love it.
You have raised the bar.
But yeah, we wanted to network with trucking companies and rail companies that
mm-hmm. Good place to be.
Yeah, and then we wanted to come up here because we were more centrally located to our client base.
Your client base. It makes sense.
Yep.
So after you describe your shoes, we're going to jump into your company because you got some killer shoes. These look like studded Vans. It's the only way I can describe
it. Oh, man, that hurt.
No.
You can tell he's a yinzer.
I am a yinzer.
By saying that.
Totally. I'm a lover of Vans,
studded
man.
Right.
I'm a lover of Vans.
Okay, you may need to jump out of
but
this
I
conversation.
Know I say Vans, you're like, those are not anything close to Vans because those are like, you know, Vans are pedestrian. Where these are not.
Thank you. He caught himself. Yes. So let's get right into what it is that your company does.
Yeah.
So we fought the term tech for a while. And just recently, we definitely are coining ourselves as a tech company.
Yeah.
In the transportation and logistics space. We are using technology now to move into the space. And we are using it to automate a lot of the different processes that are conventionally used to manage truckload and rail freight as well.
Because it's super complex.
It is.
I mean, to move freight from one point to another.
It's funny because
simple task.
We talk all the time about how simplistic it is in theory, moving something from one point to
really
the other.
Really complex.
But a lot of people don't realize how much or how many outside effects or how many things on the outside have an effect on that movement.
Huh.
It can be anything from the weather.
Of course.
It can be anything from people making small mistakes, miscommunications, and in different pieces of parts of the puzzle. And the automation that we built or we are building and we've built so far is limiting those mistakes, limiting that miscommunication. And it's essentially automating the process of that load management. And it's been something that's been special up until this point. And I always say that Pittsburgh's been nothing but the utmost help in that process.
Wow.
The people here have been able to really, really help us and get us farther ahead. And
so if I'm a company and I'm going to be interested in you, you're going to actually, if I understand correctly, you're going to actually help my business become more efficient and I'm going to save some money over quote unquote the long haul.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so shippers out there are big manufacturers across most of the industries. Our ideal situation is to build our software and our automation around the way that these conventional companies run their processes and run and ship and do the things that they do every single day. And we really want to take a consultative approach to it and really take our ideas and our automation, again, build it around the way they do things. That way they don't have to really change their conventional way of doing
things. Oh, that's interesting. Many times people want to come in and go, I know how to do this better than you know
how to
do it.
They'll force something onto them, like a solution that doesn't
fit. So where's your expertise come from?
So I went to school for supply chain management, is the broad spectrum of logistics. Mm-hmm. And I was in that space with a corporate company for about 2 years right out of school, using that degree, obviously. And then I went from the broad spectrum into the transportation space,
which is
obviously the movement of the finished product to big stores and things. So,
is it trucking industry alone? I mean, do you see anything like drone activity, or do you see any other ancillary?
So in the industry right now, it's a very pivotal point for the truckload industry as a whole, because a lot of people don't realize, and it's never really, or hasn't really been talked about much, but in just a couple weeks, the government is forcing truck drivers to go to electronic logs. So the accountability is going to be huge.
Right.
And a lot of people also don't know in the industry, because it's not really talked about very much, a lot of drivers will fudge the books. They'll write things down and kind of do it the old-fashioned way.
It's not part of their repertoire. Right.
Yeah, so they'll be able, even though they don't ever want to admit it, they'll get more production out of doing it the old-fashioned way. Now that accountability is there, there's going to be a lot of production lost across the shipping industry.
So this is
change in legislation?
It's a few things. Yeah,
it's
the government basically cracked down on people allowing the drivers to do too much work and getting into accidents and
when
they're
driving,
really endangering
the average person.
So it's proactive.
It is. There's a big fight about it within the industry, but just recently they confirmed that they are going forward with it, and they're thinking that 2-3% there could be a 2-3% loss in productivity across the entire truckload shipping.
Wow. So
production
2-3%,
in the US.
That equates to some serious dollars.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't realize is that it's going to go all the way back to the consumer. So if the transportation cost
it all
goes
hits
up,
us,
it just carries all the way through. And again, it's ironic to me because nobody's really talking about it.
But
we're
on
the verge of that.
In Pittsburgh, we are, you know, the home of autonomous trucking.
Mm-hmm.
the research has been done here for almost 28 years.
Sure.
So are you seeing any of that leak into sort of the market sector? I mean, or does it seem too far away?
I think it's still a little far away. I think once they perfect it, you still have to get the government regulations in order, and there's a lot of different things that that have to happen in that that regard. I definitely don't think it's really far away, but I think it's a short distance. So long story short, though, I think that us being in the middle of it, we've frankly gotten a little lucky. Pittsburgh's coming forward with a lot of tech just in general, but
right.
as far as transportation and startups and everything else goes, it's a really unique position to be in, especially as a company.
Are you hiring?
We are absolutely hiring.
What are you hiring for?
So we're looking for people that are younger to mid-20s, right out of school, people that are driven, people that have dynamic thinking backgrounds, and people that are really eager to be a part of something that that is aggressively growing, and I don't see it slowing down anytime soon.
And so where are you located?
So right now we're in Greentree.
But you're moving, right?
We are moving. I guess we're about 4.5 weeks out, and then we'll have a location, or our location downtown is going to be off 7th Street. It's going to be in the building that houses Howl at the Moon, right across from Bennett, or the Theater Garage. So we'll be right down in the middle of the cultural district.
Right
in the middle of all of it. So yeah,
that's
we're
exciting.
Really excited.
Oh, that's great.
Absolutely.
That's very great. Cool.
So what surprised you about Pittsburgh?
There are a couple, two big things probably. One, the receptiveness and the ability for everybody just to help. It's one thing
In
Miami, it was hard to find some help from here and there, but once we moved here, everybody's gone out of their way to go up and above. And then two, us being in the middle of maybe a renaissance for Pittsburgh just recently, it was completely by accident when we moved the I moved the company up here, but then as things have started to move forward with, again, the technology and just everything going on downtown, like we've just ended up being in the middle of it, and I think it's been tremendous for our brand, and I'm hoping that it's going to continue, to be
honest.
So
what's your URL?
EliteTransitSolutions.com.
Okay, and they can find some information about you, your shoes, your company.
Absolutely.
Is there a shoe page on your site?
I'm going to have to add one.
You're like my shoe guy now.
Yeah.
I got a couple of guys that need some shoe intervention.
Well, I might be able to help
you
with that,
be able to have a side business here.
Absolutely, yeah.
So
That's what I'm talking about.
It's really great, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We're lucky because we get to hang with people like this, but... You know, we're supercharged because you're solving sort of like a heartland problem.
Absolutely.
Right? Even though it's not necessarily a heartland problem, but we've been the epicenter of a lot of things logistically.
Yeah.
And then if you look at Amazon and all that they're going through.
Absolutely. Our number one approach with the technology is to cut down overall on maybe some of these electronic logs and the natural price, raise the price that's going to be naturally raised because of all the issues. Our automation hopefully can cut down on some of that and limit the consumer's end costs. And we're going to do everything we can to continue to help that. So
and do that out of Pittsburgh.
Absolutely.
So when you're in Miami, did you throw a dart in the map? And you chose Pittsburgh for a reason. What was the reason for
I did. Pittsburgh? So I grew up originally in the north.
Okay.
Ended up back down in Florida. And I wanted to be back in the north. I knew the mentality of the people.
Yeah.
And I loved everything about it. Frankly, I looked at bigger cities like Chicago and New York and Pittsburgh, and I'd been here a couple times, and long story short, the standard of living was good. Again, the people were always available to help and wanted to go out of their way, and I thought it was a natural fit, and it's been one of the best decisions I've ever made.
I love it.
For this company so
far. That's
so
great.
And last question of the day, 2018 is right around the corner. What trends are you paying attention to right now?
Definitely electronic logs, like I spoke about just a few minutes ago. Definitely the trends in... our growth, I guess, as a whole. We are teed up for a 2018 that could be, well, will be the biggest of our time so far.
That's fantastic.
And then lastly, our continuation of technology. The way that we're going to continue to build our software and build it around the needs of our shippers and our clients and continue
Love
to grow
it.
That. So
great. Fantastic. Mike
great
Johnson.
Great meeting you.
Absolutely.
ETS.
I appreciate it.
Transit Solutions in Pittsburgh. Kicking butt.
Absolutely.
I love it, man. That's fantastic.
I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you guys having me, for sure.
Absolutely. We want you back in 6 months.
Yeah.
Because we want to check up. We want to make sure that...
And plus the weather will be different then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I might be wearing the same shoes, but...
That's okay with us. Anytime you like. Anyhow.
Sure.
That's it for today's show. We got to wrap things up, but don't worry. Next Friday, more Tech Vibe Radio coming your way, bringing you the best and brightest from Pittsburgh's tech sector. This has been Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And we hail from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn all about us at pghtech.org. We love helping technology companies succeed. Go have an awesome weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.